pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting. March 11th, 2021. Are there any changes to the agenda? I have chief department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, the auditor.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy and plugging along. That's it.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
Colin Gerd.
Just keeping busy like always. I've been doing a lot of work with the mobile CAD dispatch lately, but nothing new to report, so.
Okay, thank you. Kevin Glendinning, county sheriff.
Good morning. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. No major news to report. The jail population continues to be better than it has been in the past anyway. We're at 68. We have 5 out of county. So definitely improvement over the years past, but things are going well.
I kind of like that sound, that decrease.
Yeah.
Ryan Carter, county engineer.
Good morning. Got an agenda item for one of our upcoming projects, but other than that, it really could quit raining. That would probably help our progress as much as anything on projects. So, or at least maybe not quit raining, but quit raining 2 to 3 inches all at once. So, we didn't have any damage, too much damage. Had a tree down, but other than that, road-wise, we get quite a bit of rain, 2 to 3 inches, depending on where you're at. So, 99's, well, stalled just for a little bit, of course, until it dries back out. But they are moving and getting closer on the south end to being done, then they got to go to the north end. So I keep getting asked how soon, Yeah. That's one of the problems with giving people answers to that question in construction, is because you're guaranteed to be wrong. Right now, I would say the absolute earliest would be the end of June. And if you look,
the end of June is going to be the absolute earliest.
Yep. And if you start looking at the 10-day forecast, it starts making you think that you're probably being ambitious for that, because right now they've got rain in every day in the second half of the forecast. So, it is what it is.
Still in our guidelines, those are what we expected to start with.
Yeah, I mean, back when I was saying the end of May, I clarified to everybody that was an absolute best case scenario. And the worst case was out basically at the end of August. So we're still in a window. That's the challenge with giving people targets, is they don't typically hear the worst, they hear the best, which is fine. I understand. Everybody's sick of the road being closed. Seems like this week is really, or late last week into this week, has really brought a rise in that question. So anyway, just give you some insight. And Flint Bottom's moving along, same thing. They work whenever the rain lets them. So I don't think we'll see any more concrete out there for another week or two. But they're fortunate because they're working on a paved road that they're removing, so the rain doesn't have quite as big an impact. Otherwise, guys are up late, and sounds like our shop site contractor is going to move in sometime this week or next. We've been told that now for the last month and a half too, so I'm not going to hold my breath. So things are going on. A lot of stuff going on.
I've gotten a lot of thanks for all the gravel roads I just had regraveled. So
hey, good work. Good work.
Yeah, I told him. I said it was all me. So
things are changing after you got elected.
Well, you know, I told him it's big, big things.
So I mean, and that's a good point. We are doing our rocking program right now, and the roads we are rocking right now are our highest, are mostly our highest profile roads, because they're our chloride roads. So there are 30 miles of our busiest road, so they are going to catch attention that we're hauling good and bad, to be honest with you. I'm glad you're getting the goods.
I'm getting all good so far.
They should wrap that up on those roads here in the next week or two, and then they'll just be into our next, 4 to 5 months of general rocking throughout the county. So
I'm going to turn my bad calls over to Shane.
Perfect.
I don't want anything to do with it.
That's what they say. They said, Jim told me to call you. I just hang up right away.
Yeah. I've been passing to him too, so that works out great. So, yep. Otherwise, things are good. I think everybody's ready for 99 to get open, quit using golf course, and I'm ready for that too, but we're just, it's going to be a little bit longer. So.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Rodney, maintenance.
Good morning. We just have a lot of stuff going on, so I appreciate everybody's patience and understanding that they're not quite getting quite the response time they normally probably would, so we appreciate everybody's patience. Treading water, so still kicking.
Well, Rodney, from the past, I hear them thanking you for everything you do, so I'm sure they've got patience waiting on you.
Thank you. So, other than that, nothing new to report. Thank you.
I saw you out working in front of the courthouse the other day. I don't know if it was yesterday or Friday. I've had a busy weekend. Yeah. But you were working really hard. You were going so hard, I tried to thank you. I was honking my horn and waving, and you just kept going right at it. Some guy
was
just
he,
told me,
hey, was he really waving away. Or telling you number one? What was he
I'm not sure.
I think he told me I was number one. Yeah.
Probably said. Ken Hyman. That'll help.
Good morning. Tomorrow's the region's monthly meeting, so we'll be going through some more contracts. I think we got three contracts that we'll review with the governing board tomorrow, and then we've got three more to do in June. So then we'll be done with contracts. Our last contract meeting is this afternoon, and then they go through the management team and then the governing board. So, so contracting's going well. Just a busy time of year too. Trying to think if there's anything else. I think that's the main thing that I've been working on. So.
Okay, well, thank you. I see Tom, he's on here. I see his face there, he's smiling. So I think we have something he's gonna talk about here after a bit. Is that right, Mr. Broker?
That's right. Don't tell Mrs. Broker I haven't shaved. She's a little put out that I'm on this call without shaving.
I wondered what that was. How is the recorder's office doing, Natalie?
Good morning. We're doing good, just working on indexing some old records, a long time project. It'll take us quite some time to get those records in there, but otherwise, just business as usual.
Oh, good. Thank you. Chris Lee, conservation.
Let's see, we got all sorts of fun stuff going on. It's springtime, so the parks are busy. This weekend, we've got our big event. This would have been the Jamboree, but instead we're having the big Hollow Open House event. Folks can come out and kind of explore the park on their own. We've got a digital scavenger hunt. We'll have canoes, a whole bunch of canoes that you can rent for free. That'll be down at the beach. This is all Saturday. We're going to have some fishing poles to loan out. We'll have bait provided. The boat shop. Which is the marine place up in Minneapolis has donated some bait for us. So basically just come on out, explore the park all day, and then we're having that flotilla event. So anybody that's got a canoe or kayak that wants to be in a canoe or kayak and join us in a great big crowd of paddlers out on the lake right out from the beach. We're going to take a drone shot at 1 o'clock. And this is to promote water quality efforts in the park. So we've got a long-running water quality planning process that we're kind of sort of nearing the end of, and so part of that is getting some public input. And I mean, we have a fairly decent sense of the number of people that come to that park, you know, just because we're there every day and we see it, but there's really no way to capture the opinion of park users and the extent to which people value that park in any real tangible form. And so that's really what this flotilla event is if we can put, you know, hundreds of folks in canoes, kayaks out on that lake and put them all in one group, take a picture of that, I think that's going to be, you know, a visual representation of the value that people place in that park. You know, because we know throughout the summer it's not uncommon to have hundreds of kayaks out there, but how do you capture that? How do you make a statement with that without going through, you know, asking people to, hey, fill out the survey or whatever. And yes, of course, we will have some survey for folks to fill out for this watershed project. But so that's coming up this weekend. So anybody that wants to come out, let's cross our fingers that the weather holds out for us and come on out and enjoy Big Hollow this weekend. Other than that, we did put out 3 docks last week, and we got 3 inches of rain, so I guess I'm glad we didn't put out that 4th dock out on the river. So you're welcome, I guess, for that. Maybe we should only put 2. And so we've had to go back out and fetch those because the river took a big jump. But it looks like it's on its way back down now, so we will go ahead and leave those out. And cross our fingers we don't see any big rains and get into monsoon season when the river normally floods in the summertime. And so just trying to stay on top of those things and seeing more and more people out in the parks as the weather gets nicer.
Thank you, Chris. Jared Lassiter, Southeast Iowa Region Planning.
Good morning. We got a couple of minor subdivisions on the agenda today and another one out for review. Expect that one to come in next week. And apart from that, just been keeping busy. Nothing else to report.
Okay, thank you. Janelle, down in Long Quest, County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. Last week, delinquent and tax sale notices were mailed out, so we've been busy with that and preparing for the tax sale. And it's spring, summer, so motor vehicle is hopping too. But we're keeping busy.
Sounds like car dealers are going good.
Mm-hmm. Seems so.
Yeah. Thank you. Chris DePolgemiller.
Good morning.
Public health.
Good morning. Yep, continuing to keep busy with COVID. Our numbers for the county has gone down. The 7-day rolling percentage is at 5%, but only 21 cases for the last 7 days, so we are trending downward. Total vaccines we've given for the county by county providers to date is 32,200, and completed by providers is 15,200. We're done with our big COVID vaccines now at the clinic for the time being. We are doing vaccinations at our office Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 3:30. People can sign up on the website, or it's also walk-ins are also welcome. We are continuing to reach out to different industries and different locations, and we are going out and doing mobile vaccine clinics at this point, trying to really reach the community who may not be able to make it to our vaccine clinics. So we are planning on really gearing that up a little more in these coming weeks. So that's kind of where we're at.
Thank you.
How many people are involved with that mobile vaccine process?
So the mobile vaccine, so we, the sheriff's office was very kind and donated McGruffin Field to us. And so it is getting completed this week. And so the plan will be then 2 or 3 times a week, we will be going out and setting up that mobile vaccine clinic. What we're currently doing is we have a clinic set up this afternoon, and we have worked with the people that manage that location and asked if we can come in, and we've advertised through their community group, and that way we're just trying to go to different areas and different parts of town to make this more accessible. And generally there's 3 of us. It's usually 2 nurses and someone that signs someone in. Depending on what we anticipate for size, we can also increase that because we do have 5 nurses. But usually we are not seeing as big a turnout as we would like to, so I guess it's a really good time to say, please get vaccinated. Anyone that hasn't gotten vaccine, this is a great time to do it.
That's a great use for the old McGruff truck, even though I'm sure it wasn't easy to pry that away, but that's perfect use for that.
We're excited because actually won't be the McGruff mobile anymore because we've now covered up the McGruff. So it is actually coming back from, we've got new emblems put on that say Duane County Public Health, and sweet. So we're picking it up this morning, as a matter of fact. So,
right on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Krista. Correspondence. I see none here. Do you have any correspondence, Shane?
I have none.
Moving on to discussion and vote. Item A is the System of Care, the Mental Health Wraparound Contract, DCAT 4-22-024. Mr. Broker, do you want to, this is your deal, do you want to talk about this?
I can't, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, Shane, I believe you belong to the DCAT board, the Des Moines County board.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The DCAT board for Jefferson, Keokuk, Van Buren, and Washington counties currently provides wraparound services for those counties. I believe each DCAT board provides a little different services. anyway, by wraparound services, that program pays for services that are limited by government or private insurers, especially for services for children that would otherwise be able to receive those services at home. That's the primary focus of the program, is to maintain children with their families. Anyway, the SEAL, Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health and Disability Services Region, currently administers the application for and of those services for those four counties. There are sufficient funds, and we have approval to permit expansion of those services to all eight Southeast Iowa Link counties, so those services are currently being provided for Jefferson, Utica, Van Buren, and Washington. We can expand that to Des Moines, Lee, Henry, and Wauwisa. But we need the money comes from the Department of Human Services. So, and they make the rules. So we have to have a contract agreeing to that. And it has to be signed. Well, it says we're the contract. That's because we're the fiscal agent for the SEAL region. So it says on that contract, chairperson of the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, Tom Broker. So they need my signature. And it's also got the Jefferson, Keokuk, Van Buren, Washington counties. That's the reason I'm on here, is so I can sign that. I need to participate in this vote. So anyway, it's a great deal. We're expanding services and children's services. I recommend it heartily, the passage of this room. It doesn't cost us anything, and it provides additional services for our residents. Matter of fact, I would move that we approve this contract.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
I move. Is that your motion?
No,
I second.
No, this was Tom moved to do it.
All right, I second that, Tom.
Terry.
Okay, Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Put this aside, Tom.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Enjoy, Tom.
I'm going to go now.
Hey, would you do one thing before you go?
Yeah?
Go shave so I don't have to look at you again.
Hold it.
Bob's got something for you. Hang on.
Bob's got a question.
Oh, wait a minute. Bob's got a question for you.
Okay.
Where are you, Thomas?
Right now, mm-hmm. I'm in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Oh, God.
Hey, I wasn't going to tell him that you was cutting that new record, because that's not his kind of music, you know.
No, Johnson City's not like that.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Enjoy.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye. Okay, moving on, we got approval of contract for the Pleasant Grove Road Portland Concrete Paving Project LFM P10PCC21-7X-29.
This is for the project we bid on Pleasant Grove Road. Fairly small, fairly short project in front of the quarry. Needs done. It's for this summer. The contract is with the low bidder, which is Flynn. One company. They are, just so happens, they're the same contractor that got the DOT's bid on the work on 61 coming up for the next year or two. Just as a reminder, the low bid or the bid amount was $409,259.93. So I would recommend approval. This will probably start out somewhere in the neighborhood of August if I had to guess, but I haven't talked to the contractor on that.
I'll make sure I tell everybody that it's going to start in August. So.
Yep. So I will give you guys a better idea once we've had a chance to talk to them. But it is a midsummer project, and it's probably a 2-month project when it's all said and done. Just because we have to keep access to that quarry, so we can't just pull it all out and replace it all at the same time.
I just want to say, this is from somebody that travels that road. They said they really wish you could knock that out in less than a month. would make things a lot easier on Sunday mornings. I move to approve.
It's now a 3-month project.
That works for me, bro.
Second.
First and second.
Terry?
Okay, Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Can you stamp this one here, Brian?
Yep, do whatever you want, it's a local project.
Some of these you don't want stamps.
Not as many as those now that we have SWAT funding instead of federal funds.
I'll let you keep.
Okay.
Moving on, we have a Class C liquor license for Fork Catering Company for 520. This is gonna be held out at the barn. And everything okay with that, Mr. Glenn Denning?
I think they have things under control out there.
Okay, good.
I move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have a resolution, the final plat for the Racine Bottom subdivision.
Okay, so this Racine Bottom, it's just over 5 acres, located off of Prairie Grove Road, north of 34. There's a large property currently under the same ownership of the Racine family, and they're looking to split this 5-acre piece off for a family member. Initial plans simply to have a pole building constructed on the property, potentially a residence long term, but for the time being, simply want to use it for storage. So this 5-acre piece is assume they use bottom since it's separated from the rest of the acreage by Little Flint Creek. It's kind of a little low-lying bottomland area just to the north of that. Partially within a floodplain, although that's pretty much limited to the area right along the creek at the low end. As they plan on continuing to use the same entrance, there's an existing field entrance there. They're somewhat limited in where that can go, but that's the intention to continue using that. No other significant comments came in as part of the review. Seems pretty straightforward. I should note this just barely fits within the 2-mile area or the 2-mile buffer around Middletown. It actually cuts right through the middle of it. But city officially waived their right to review at their meeting last night. So apart from that, I guess that takes care of everything. So we would recommend approval of the Racine Bottom subdivision.
I move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. We'll sign these there after the.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, we have a resolution 2021-28 for the final plat and for Concordia 1-1883 subdivision.
This is a fun one here. This is one that only comes around every once in a while, something like this, where it's actually somewhat a unique name there. We're actually dealing with an original one-room schoolhouse on South Summer Street, south of Burlington. It's right between 50th Street and Sullivan Slough Road. So this involves the same property purchase that recently occurred. We had the Hall Summer subdivision directly across the street. So this person bought a bunch of farmland, and they're selling off the existing home as well as this old schoolhouse. Fortunately, the timing didn't quite work out because the person buying the home had a deadline to get the purchase completed. So ideally, we could have done this as a 2-lot subdivision, but ended up having to do them separately here. This schoolhouse here, there's apparently somebody that lives nearby, a few miles away, that has been interested in rehabbing this building for a while, but the previous owner was not interested in selling, so he's happy to have this opportunity now to to get that building rehabbed, because it's evidently it's been, I guess it's been used for storage, otherwise been vacant for many years, and so it's gonna need some work to restore that. So this basically just cuts off a 1 acre parcel for the school off of the existing farm field. The access will be a shared access that's shown on the plat. That's an existing access from Summer Street that's shared with the property to the north. That's a residence, and they're willing to continue to allow access for that going forward. Actually, was if you go back, that was the original entrance to Sullivan Slough Road. It used to go straight east and then curve to go straight south there. So that's how that originally came about. Nothing significant in terms of comments for this one. It is within Burlington's 2 mile review area, and they had that approved at their council meeting last Monday. So recommend approval of the Concordia 1 subdivision.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Jared, again, thank you for giving us that stuff in advance so we can.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Jared, what do you say?
Moving on to personnel actions. We have one for the assessor's office here. And it is for Zane Armstrong, property appraiser. New hire, $50,000. Start date, 5/10 of 21.
I move to approve.
No. He rescinded his offer. This is the one that was approved last week.
Oh, rescinded acceptance.
And then he rescinded his offer, so he's backing out.
So
we're basically voiding.
Voiding
the personnel action that was done last week.
Okay.
Because see, up at the top it says in the written description it says he rescinded. So.
Oh, I do see that now.
Yeah, I should have highlighted it for you.
Yeah.
So. Sorry.
Her fault.
I still move to approve.
I second it.
Okay. Shane Campbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have two of them for the correctional center. The first one is Russell Egan, correctional center, assistant cook. 6 month step increase. Previous rate was $9.17. The new rate is $10.05 an hour. The next one is for Tucker Hulse, correctional officer full time. 12 month step increase. Previous rate was $39,704.38. New rate is $40,707.69.
Move to approve.
Both of them?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And we have one for Eric Marshall. For the engineer's office, it's a seasonal worker. New hire, $11.50 an hour, starting 5/3 of 21.
Move to approve.
Second.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. And we have reports. We have the general assistance monthly report, the recorder's report, the fees collected, and the Veterans Affairs monthly report. All these are for April of 2021. And these will be in the auditor's office for your review at your discretion. We have the minutes for the regular meeting of May the 4th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Hey, do we have any other business?
I have none.
I just had one thing. Hope Haven is hiring. They've got three pages of open positions, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4 p.m. for the day program. So get a job, man. That's it.
Future agenda items. Committee report. Public input session will give you 2 minutes for anybody to have public input.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to introduce myself. My name is Chad Bird. I'm the new city manager for the city of Burlington. I'm just stopping by to introduce myself so you can put a face with a name and just let you know that I'm looking forward to working with you guys. And if there's ever anything the city can do for the county, certainly let us know and I'll do the same.
We need all kinds of stuff.
No, I didn't bring the checkbook. So.
It's good to see you, Bert.
Yeah. Right. Happy to be here. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. And we look forward to working with you, too.
Thank you.
I think you'll probably be working with our county engineer more likely than anybody else. But
yeah.
And you got to keep an eye on him.
And we apologize for that.
Just the way it is.
Anybody else have anything?
First of all, welcome. If I could talk to you after the meeting real briefly, that'd be great. I was, oddly enough, right down the road from where Tom Broker just called from. I was in Pulaski, Tennessee, where they used to have the Ku Klux Klan Museum. I stopped down there. I wanted to see that. They don't. But they had this on the hotel desk, the Hard Times, and I thought, what kind of town am I in where they have porn on the hotel desk? No. I got this for you, Sheriff. These are all people that are wanted by the police down there. It's a whole newspaper, and I'm thinking maybe the Hawkeye could change
that. Is that the only one that got that? come on! If I'm the only one that just got gut punched right at the end of this meeting. Bless your heart, brother. Bless your heart.
It's not porn.
You're a special dude, man. Rock and roll Hall of Famer. I will Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Bob, I appreciate you always thinking of me.
Another way to do this.
A lot of them, aren't there?
There are.
Did you have to pay for that?
No, it was free.
His picture's now in the front of one.
So the thing that made me really curious, man. Because it says Hard Times, and it's got all these miserable pictures on it, and it's stapled shut.
All right.
Okay. This meeting is live streamed, and so if anybody else has a public comment that's either on the phone line or on live stream, you can email the Board of Supervisors at dmcounty.com or you can call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. And we will give you 2 minutes to call in. I don't think anybody's called in since we started this, but there's going to be that one person.
You had a woman that called in about 3 months ago.
She's sitting right next to you.
No, it wasn't her.
Oh.
It was someone else that spoke for about a half an hour. So. Remember that? I don't remember the topic or anything.
That must have been one. I was sleeping.
I must have been asleep too, because I remember everybody calling in talking that. Everybody have a good Mother's Day? I see some nods from some men taking advantage of a Mother's Day. Selfish as all get out, but hey, man, whatever. Bird's like, yeah, it's great, dude.
So are you enjoying Burlington so far?
Very much so, yep. My wife Sally and I enjoy exploring the restaurants. That's kind of our thing, and the cultural events. Been to several cultural events already, and restaurants and that. And Sunday, we went with some friends down to Fat Jimmy's, down to the barbecue place in Montrose.
Well, Rose.
Fat Jimmy's, yeah, it's supposed to be really good stuff.
That was awesome. That was good.
Hey, did you get a chance to walk the halls of the City Hall and check out the pictures of all the mayors?
I have.
Who's the best looking black? Hold on, hold on. Who's the best looking black mayor on the walls? Which one would you say?
You know, I'd say that our current mayor and the previous mayor are probably the best on that wall, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what. Jimmy, don't ruin it, Jimmy. Don't do it. Don't ruin this.
Oh, wow. I got to look at that.
It's time to, I know, right? Just get used to it.
Well, time is up, so with an aye, the meeting shall be adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.